Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today, we're talking melons. Although there are many kinds of melons, and most grow in similar ways, each has its own unique quirks and requirements. So for today, we'll focus our discussion on cantaloupe. But keep in mind, most of this discussion will apply to all melons. The key to growing a successful crop of melons is heat. Don't even start planting your melons until soil temperatures are above 70 degrees. They also like very well-amended, very nutrient-rich soil. A lot of gardeners place sheets of plastic down over the planting area to hasten the warming process and to protect the plant's foliage and vines. The plastic mulch is also an excellent way to eliminate weeds from growing up amongst the vines, which is especially important, considering you won't have an easy way to get to the weeds once the vines start to take off and spread all over. When I grow melons over plastic, I always run soaker hoses under the plastic first. It makes for easy watering, and I know the plants are getting the water they need while keeping the foliage dry. Okay, so back to spacing. Melon vines need plenty of room to roam. Plant seeds or seedlings so you end up with 2 to 3 plants on a hill to spread out in all directions, or space them in rows, one plant every foot with about 6 feet between rows. You can even plant melons at the base of a large trellis and train them to grow up. Just gently tie the vines using soft, flexible fabric like strips of old stockings. They're also the perfect sling for holding the developing melons to ensure they remain attached to the stem until harvest. If you're growing on the ground, keeping the actual melons off the ground is important to avoid rot as well as pest. I use an upturned flour saucer, but just about anything you can rest the melon to raise it off the ground should work. Among the many varieties of melons available is the hybrid standout Ambrosia, made famous for its flavor, which is commonly described as a combination of all melons plus flowers. This variety is also tolerant to the common problem of powdery mildew. As for diseases, wet leaves can lead to fungal disease, so if possible, avoid overhead watering. And we already know powdery mildew can be an issue, and there are other fungus diseases such as downy mildew that can pose occasional problems too. Neem oil has natural fungicidal properties, or you can seek out other fungicide products. And melons have a few pests that love them too. Melon aphids colonize quickly, so be vigilant in inspecting your plants, especially under the leaves and on the vines. Insecticidal soap is a good treatment, but you have to make contact with the aphids for control to be effective. Cucumber beetles are the other challenge. They're harder to control, but you need to stay ahead of the problem to keep your plants viable until harvest. Check with your local county extension agent for a safe and effective solution for your area. For the sweetest melons, consider reducing the number of melons per vine by selecting the best looking and sacrificing the others. This way, the remaining melons will have all the vine's resources for ripening and sweetening, more so than if those resources were being allocated to multiple fruit. Melons are ready to harvest when the rind changes colors from a gray-green to a dull yellow. The melon should be firm, but some gentle pressure from your thumb against the stem will separate a ripe fruit from the plant. If that doesn't happen, though, wait and try again in a couple of days. So that's the down and dirty on growing melons. And now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to this podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com, which is a great place to go for more ideas and inspiration anytime. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.